Radio Network. You've been listening to the Guy James Show. We'll be back tomorrow, live tomorrow. We will not be live on Thursday. I have a commitment that I must keep. And I regret the fact that I won't be live on Thursday, but we'll put a good show up for you on Thursday. So, get your Christmas shopping done. Get yourself in a good mood for the holidays, whatever kind of a holiday you are celebrating. If none at all, get yourself in a good mood. And I'll see you tomorrow. And don't ever forget, you've heard from the radical right. Now all that's left is the truth. Have a good one, gang.
Passed his coffin today. The 91-year-old former dictator was denied celebrated his death in demonstrations. Afterwards, others were injured and nearly 100 protesters were arrested. A federal judge is sued, brought about by 150 people against the Roman Diocese of Portland. They claim that they had been sexually abused by priests. Closed. You are listening to the Quality News Network. Science and are coming up next.
Hughhauser South Valley and San Benito Banks, local members of the Network of Preferred Banks.
We're here to talk with people about their business banking. Here's a guy who not only helped build the bank building.
Yes, sir.
Do you find the fact that it's a bank appealing?
Yes, that's just it. It was the local people in the community that everybody got involved.
It's a local bank with big bank benefits. It's part of a network of banks. Does that mean anything to you?
Absolutely. Having a bank that can handle really helps, because some banks aren't tailored to handle big business for sure. They have no limitation or business.
I do my business banking and my personal banking with them.
Both?
Absolutely.
Above and beyond banking from the network of preferred community available locally at First National Bank of Central California, South Valley National Bank.
In Cedar Falls, Iowa, nearly three dozen people, 15, were hospitalized from E. coli contamination after they ate at a taco, not part of the Taco Bell E. coli outbreak that is mostly hissed. The Space Shuttle Discovery is preparing to dock with the International Space Station to major task of replacing the station's electrical system. Nissan says it will launch a next-generation fuel cell car in about 4 years in both Japan. That car will enhance fuel economy and reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Announced a $100 million cost-cutting move, which will include 100 jobs and some manufacturing consolidation. Next year, 9,000 of its North American workers, the company said there has been a demand for trucks. DP, or Dubai Ports World, the Dubai bill all of its U.S. holdings to AIG Global. The price was not disclosed. The deal includes six major terminal operations, including Baltimore, Miami, New Orleans, and Tampa. Like at $61.32 a barrel, and near the close of Wall Street today, the Dow is up 328. The NASDAQ up 5, the S&P 500 up. There's more at qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Ali Dramoff. It's 5 minutes past.
You know what we use on stage, but it's very, very special, because if you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board.
Oh,
11.
And most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Meaning it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. Most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up.
Yeah.
Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
No. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what I mean? One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio, where the children of the night fight the radical right. It's Fox with John Fox. Fox Stuff is brought to you by a couple of carpenters and millwrights. They're building the American dream. Be one louder by calling 877, the number. That's 877-443-2366. Yeah.
Boxed up for a afternoon Monday afternoon, Tuesday morning here in Australia. Make it under the wire. We were the track of the day was a bit issue getting it over to the home studio this morning, but we've just made it. We got a jam packed show, and the track of the day is quite poignant, only because the ugly face of Australian racism and politics is making her grand Miss Pauline Hanson. Now, I don't know if you all heard about Pauline Hanson, made her entrance into Australian politics, having made statements like Australia was being taken. This is ugly, ugly, ugly piece of work. She founded a political party called One Nation. Okay, does that give you a hint? Her time is interesting because yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of the Cronulla riots, and as Cronulla was gearing up to face this anniversary, Pauline Hanson pops back up into politics, saying it's all about the Muslims and the diseased. And one of the strangely is the fact that Johnny Howard just kind of let her last time around. Book tolerance. And it allowed him to become more self. And interestingly enough, straight after Pauline makes her return, a new citizenship test for migrants. Now, Australian migrant citizenship will now have to show that they understand Australian values. I want to see what exactly are Australian values. Not quite sure. John Howard hasn't talked about the citizenship test, as even some of his own liberal benchers just did that. And as soon as Pauline Hanson's back, it's been a week, Johnny has put his test. And not only that, a compulsory English test. I can kind of see this. However, I think if you didn't pass the English test, I think then there should be some English offered in return for such a thing. But City Morning Herald this morning says migrants seeking citizenship up to 200 questions about Australia under the proposed new nationality test, and to answer them in English. But the Liberal MP pledged last night that he would oppose the government's legislation, saying, "I'm concerned we'll create unreasonable barriers to the act and that it will prevent people who would make a wonderful contribution to Australia." The Prime Minister rushed out the broad D-Day in a move to wrest the spotlight from new opposition leader Kevin to about 30 multiple choice questions selected from Rand's secret list of 200 questions. And he said, as some kind of trivial pursuit, but is designed to ensure that peeps stand and have a working capacity in the national language, which is English, however, today. Mr. Giorgio, who's always been against this, rather than enhance the settlement of newcomers. But Mr. Howard said he did not expect to change the profile of people settling in Australia very much at all. This is not a negative. It is a test that affirms the desirability of more fully integrating society. This is nothing but political point, and I really find the timing very interesting. As far as it's played out, I'm Pauline Hanson. Like I said, it just made Howard look tolerant, and him under the cover of one of the most racist to ever enter the Australian political sphere, to be why he wants to be. Green Senator Bob Brown refers to Pauline Hanson a bloodsucker, which I happen to agree fully with. Interesting is she hasn't said whether she's going to run for the, but there are people out there who that she wants to run for one of the seats in La, where race relations are an issue. Incidents yesterday or over the weekend. I think the general was so badly damaged by what went last year that they just want a. However, hard for anything bad to go down this year because the police were out in force. They were out on foot all over Cronulla Beach, which is a beautiful place to go. But this weekend on the anniversary, it seemed as though, white Australians and Muslims were able to go to the beach in relative peace. And an interesting side here is the riots kind of started the Surf Lifesavers indirectly, and just this weekend, four Australians were given their certification as junior lifesavers. Four of these young men said that they decided to become surf lifesavers because they felt that one of the ways of the beach more multicultural, their own population represented in the people that, take care of everybody. And I mean, the surf life saving can be something to behold. It's just fantastic. So anyway, we're about to come into our first break of the day here, and when we've got a bit of a long track for the track of the day, and in honor of, but because of the wave of subliminal that is coming back into Australian politics, we are going to do a track from my favorite current rock and roll called The Grudge. So a little bit of a break here and come back with Foxed Up here on the Head On to the program. You can dial in at 1-877-2366 or email me, John, J-O-N, at head.com. Love to hear from you. We'll be back with the track and a little bit on it. And you're with John Fox on Foxed Up, live from Sydney, Australia, beautiful West Virginia. We'll be right back. I meet you at the grocery store. You don't need a friend to run the paradise.
The United Brotherhood offers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and crafty projects because they believe in what they're doing and are committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates fictional disputes because they believe that, as professionals, can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Head On Radio with Bob.
Tell me, somebody tell me when the United States of America went to a can-do country to a can't-do country. Was can-do in the fetid floods of Katrina? Do killed in the stinking sands of Iraq? Buried in the dank and gassy hole of Saigon? Where did the Bush administration go when they took can-do out? Happened to a nation that never said we can't. Happened to that nation that knew that the only thing it had to fear was...
Well, Mr. Kincaid, we've replaced that slogan. Now all we have is fear.
On with Bob Kincaid, 7 to 10 p.m. weeknights on the Head On Radio Network.
Howdy, this is Baxter Black. And if you're like me, your retirement we enjoy today may not be around for our children and grandchildren. In the world can't create more sky over our heads. Oceans. The Earth's natural resources, fresh water, land, are limited. Voluntary family planning improves them and their children. It also helps slow population growth, which is good sure that people everywhere have access to the information and they need to plan their families and help build a healthy future for us to promote voluntary family planning around the world. Visit us at www.population.org. That's populationaction.org.
Up here on the radio network, and before we get into our track of the day, the garbage that's coming out of one Pauline Hanson from the Sydney Morning Herald as well, and I believe there's a link to the story. Sure, if I got it there or not. Ban diseased Africa, says Hanson. A decade after warning Australia was being swamped by Asian brand, Pauline Hanson has voiced concerns about Muslims. Africans should be barred from the country. Nation leader is considering another political comeback, although she was unsure whether she'll stand for the Senate. Hanson shocked Australia and its Asian neighbors with her comments on immigration and welfare after she was elected as federal MP in Queensland. In her maiden parliamentary speech, the former fish and chip shop owner, who was expelled from the Liberal Party because of her strong views, warned Australia was in danger of being swamped by Asians. Last Wednesday, she different from her and decided to contest the next poll, probably as an independent. She said, "We're bringing in people from South Africa at the moment. There's a huge amount coming to us with AIDS." Now, this is ridiculous because be a migrant, and you should see the health requirements that we have to go through. Complete and absolute garbage. So, just so the track of the day is from my favorite band of the last decade, Lateralis album. This is Grudge, and just to give you a little taste of the lyric, where he calculate what you will and will not tolerate, control all and everything, unable to forgive your scarlet. So with that, here comes guitar, rage, progressive, hard rock. I love this band. Here is Maynard the Grudge. We'll be right back.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical, you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Claude Wally and Doofy are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop over at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and talk. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
If you're sick of hearing lies by right-wing corporate pukes who like to stand up for the working guy, then head over to the Cup of Joe radio show with a true hat. You can listen to the screaming audio
at work.
Now get back to work.
High energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could up your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman. The steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checking as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. Ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov. 73463. This powerful savings message is provided by the Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
One way employers honor their most cherished workers is by allowing them the pleasure of meeting a quota. Because management is so smart and in touch, the quota is all that can be easily met. Selling 80 sets of encyclopedias this week? No problem. The worker loves his quota because he knows it's mere and not a big axe constantly looming over his head that'll determine if he's still employed or living in a cardboard box next month. When you're sure to be given a huge bonus. Your boss would not raise your quota in a devilish game of how much work can we Sheldon before he starts babbling and stains his chair again. Yes, the rewards are great and easily obtainable for meeting your quota.
Fucked up here on the Head On Radio, and there was a little bit of, as a good friend of mine refers to, the white man, the old big guitar routine going on. Hope that didn't scare, but I love Tool, just fantastic band. Moving on. I mentioned last week that the state of Victoria down here, was in trouble with the bushfires. Well, as of yesterday, not only has it got fires raging in three states. Tasmania had fires break out in a couple of towns yesterday. I believe that 20 plus homes already. The state of Victoria is just in a mess, and late yesterday afternoon we had some lightning strikes come through which started fires in some of the western suburbs. Those were able to be pulled under control rather quickly, thankfully. Very little damage done. But just to give you an idea what's going on, from the Sydney Morning Herald, fires created havoc across three states, lakes and fierce winds sparked blazes that threatened homes in Sydney's west, destroyed up to 23 and consumed vast areas of bushland in Victoria. About this, officers were fighting a blaze in Cranbrook near Penrith and backburning. Temperatures had reached 40.3 degrees in the air last night. Lightning ignited fires in the roofs of two homes in the suburb, another at Earlwood, and three bushfires in Morisset, and outside Wyong. These fires were burning 160 hectares of bushland, probably 100 acres. It's come right out of people's back in many cases. In Tasmania, a firestorm driven by gales roared out of town into beachside homes on the northeast coast last night. The flames burned out at least 14 properties around the town of Scamander communities. The Tasmanian Fire Service Chief Officer John burned for a day in hills around the town of St. Mary's, hills driven by winds of more than 120 kilometers per hour. There would have been an absolute storm of embers, I believe, he said. Air appears to be alight. I can actually smell here the bushfires that were happening. It's on here. You know, this drought that's gripped this over 5 years now is just making the place a tinderbox. From what I understand, almost 300 hectares over probably close to 700,000 acres burned out. And you know, it's just. You have to feel for these people and know the livestock has been killed. You know, it's just you know, I can't even describe to you. I do believe Sue has posted on my show post the most current satellite shot from NASA over Victoria, and this is going to burn for months. You know, usually. We don't see this stuff this early in the season. All these fires in Victoria just are working into one massive fire. And it's absolutely frightening. You know, you know, we're hurt. You know, the country fire authorities be given such kudos for what I mean. These people are virtually all volunteers, lives on the line, and do incredible work. Question Agnes, the wildlife situation is a bit certain situations. A lot of the wildlife, you know, kind of gets the vibe that something bad tried to escape. But in outback New South Wales, there's a lot of fear for the koala because you know, I mean, they live high up in the trees and they don't move in the on the ground all that well. There are a lot of people from the who are rounding up as best they can in the threatened areas, safe places, because I mean our koala population is already under too many humans clearing their habitats. You know it's just tragic. And again, you know, suffering because of failed crops, the stock. Have been having trouble feeding them, been sellers ahead because they can't afford to feed them. You know, there are many of them that have actually some of that livestock due to the bushfires. Aren't endangered yet, but they're, you know, close, you know. And, geez, it's really under threat here at the moment is the Iranian devil. Not just because of human act is... there is a disease that is spreading amongst them, and they tend they're in their feeding frenzy because Tasmanian devils feed in groups, and they get so crazy that they claw at each other and they enter. So there are a couple of major programs where they hunt out and find healthy Tasmanian devils, controlled environments, and you know, hoping that. They will be able to help build up the population and then re-release them to the wild. Very, very careful. I mean, in these of Tasmanian devils, they actually have to go running because that is a recontaminated situation. And so they bag it, they store it, and once they have a certain amount, they're trying to keep population going, you know, as best they can. You know, things here are really. This is a fire. We've never seen like this in this country, as far as I can tell. And just, I shudder to think what it must be like to be a these days. It's just absolutely horrific. You know, so all just send your positive energy, do a rain dance. That's all I can say is just we need rain. We need for so many reasons, but I tell you, in Victoria, they could just use for a couple of days to try and dampen the tinderbox that the state has become. So for this edition of Foxed Up, if anyone thought that if global warming is happening or that a direct effect, this is a great example for years here. And it's very dangerous and very, very scary. So we'll be back here after on the program. We've got a couple minutes left. 1-877-23-66. And we'll be back on the Head On.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your providing productivity, competitiveness, quality, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC, who can be at your service, giving you the best in business, anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you.
Harry Potter has given us all an education the way it ought to be. Never once did Harry and his Hogwarts friends ducking tough instructors, waiving requirements, responsibilities. That perspective, be practical, get it the easiest, is what J.K. Rowling terms the muggle approach to education. We're Concord University, and do we have a deal for you and anywhere else around? There's a reason that Concord students are sought out by the best medical, graduate, and law schools in the land. Been cited by U.S. News & World Report and by the Wall Street Journal. Where do I sign up? At Southern West Virginia's version of Track 9 and 3 Course, believe, and believe in yourself. Concord, an education you can put to work. 1-888-384-5...
You can see that in Alberta, diversity is strong. You see people from different places, from different backgrounds. And that's why Alberta is a great place to live.
We come from different, and we have to accept each other because our backgrounds are different. We have to understand other people.
I think being as open as it is just gives people an interaction between different cultures and really together without making any judgments.
Trabajando juntos, pertenece en la comunidad. That it means by working together, big difference in our community.
To find out how you can make a difference.com, this message is brought to you by the Government of Alberta Television.
Here for or Monday afternoon, sorry, Tuesday morning, depending on where you are on this beautiful blue mark. Final story for the day is we're seeing our very first kind of little bit of a headbutt in the new Labour leadership in Australia, and it has to do with former Garrett, who has been made the shadow and which I think is a wonderful thing. He and Kevin Rudd are going to come to a heads on the uranium mining issue. Now, for years, had a very, very strict policy of uranium mining in Australia. And the previous environment minister was kind of in the idea, up for the concept of loosening these restrictions. But Miss is a little bit tougher on this, but talk. from the editor Kevin Rudd has pledged to push to liberalize Labor's restrictive uranium party's national conference in April, despite opposition from Shadow Environment Minister Peter Gibbs. Opposition leader yesterday predicted change would be delivered as he started on the second day of his listening tour. The is kind of doing a tour of the country, getting input from it. But Mr. Rudd said the present policy, which bans a Labor government from approving sense. Mr. Garrett said he would put his anti-uranium views in forums and in discussions with his colleagues, but would abide by whatever the national... The future of the move to liberalize has come into question with the shift of Martin Ferguson out of the resources shadow portfolio, Mr. Garrett, to the front bench. Mr. Ferguson has been policy of liberalization, but he has been replaced... Now, this could... get to be, and I'm kind of hoping that Peter Garrett is going to be able to influence in being firm with the current policy, and we'll kind of see what happens. And you know, the Greens are accusing Garrett of being a sellout for Labor instead of the Greens. I don't know so much about them. I think Peter Garrett wants to make an impact and have a chance of making an impact and hopefully making strong environment a forefront of Labor as being part of the Greens and being able to be viewed radical. You know, so it should make for an battle, because Peter Garrett's when it comes to these issues, and you know, he's going to be very good for pushing on of old growth forests, erosion problems, our salination, all these other things. You know, so this is part of democracy. You know, they're on everything, but I do believe that Labor will have real debate on these issues. We'll just kind of have to wait and see what happens. You know, it's interesting to see what goes on as time by, because just like in the United States, the government is on holiday till after. But at the moment, it's all just kind of like PR campaigning and running around trying to show what they're going to be over the coming year. And I really do hope that Peter Garrett will be able to convince Kevin Rudd that keeping policy on this is the way to go, because it's much more environmentally sound. We have these huge resources of uranium. Just really don't think that we should be looking at it only on economic motive. I think we need to take a little bit of a stronger stance I think that nationwide, the environmental movement, which is becoming in the general public, will be forwarded by the fact that Peter Garrett has been moved to the and he will bring to the situation, which is what's needed. And it's really interesting what's happening with these here. And what John Howard, a mental task force last week. And guess what? It's leaders. There's not one environmentalist among them. So you tell me where the Howard government, you know, your environmental study group, commission, whatever you want to call it, and in the debate? I mean, that's just... Stupid. So it's all going to be very, very kind of interesting to see how it pans out by the buzzards. And I don't know. I really hope that Peter Garrett won't go soft. However, he's going to have to be a bit of a team player. And he did say that at the debate, whatever the party decides, he will back. So it's got to be really, really hard to be an idealist and also try and be a, you know, we'll see how this all pans out. Now, I understand coming up straight after this program, Head On with Bob Kincaid has we have some sort of a right winger coming on with Bob. Do I understand? This could be very, very interesting. The man who is as left can be. Special guest whose name shall not be mentioned as of yet, but of a battle coming up on Head On Radio in coming up after this program, and so I'm looking very, very forward to it. For those of you that don't know, Bruce Byrne rerun this week as he starts a new job. Bob Kincaid, stick around for Ben's selection of the day of the best of the Bruce Birch. Going out, our credits as usual, the program brilliantly by Agnes Kincaid. Thank you so much, darling. We love you. To White Rose Society, Ben Birch, the aforementioned Ben Birch, who streams everything, archives all these programs by there, and do the right thing. And yes, thank you, Bob. He launched the program at the beginning of things. Agnes took over the kicked him out of the chair. I'm not quite sure. Thanks to our mods and our bloggers who work so hard to make our web space the community that it is. And if you've not been to the chat room, go to headonradionetwork.com, click on the chat link and dive in. Thank you to Scott Music. And as always, thank you to the Mid-Atlantic Council of Carpenters for supporting everything that we do here is made possible by those fine, out by the thousands building the American dream each and every day. So, folks, be good, be green. Bob's up tomorrow.
Quality News Network. Vice President Dick Cheney will be called on as a witness in the perjury and obstruction of justice trial of his former aide Louis Scooter Libby, Libby's attorney said today. Cheney would be the first sitting vice president called to testify in a court trial. The trial is expected to begin in January. Overseas, Hamas and Fatah have agreed to a new ceasefire in Gaza after an earlier truce failed to stop street battles that have killed 14 people and wounded dozens more. Violence in Iraq has hit a new high, according to the Pentagon's latest report. The assessment says U.S. and Iraqi troops are the target of almost 1,000 attacks a week. The report also says the biggest threat to Baghdad's security comes from Shiite militants. Gunmen dressed in military uniforms in Baghdad pulled off the second bank heist in about a week. Iraqi police say the equivalent of $700,000 was stolen today. The Washington Post reports the Joint Chiefs of Staff are at odds with the Bush administration proposal to increase troop levels in Iraq to break the back of the insurgency. Many in the Pentagon are arguing such a plan would damage the U.S. mission and be a victory for militant recruiters. Central Command has asked the Pentagon for permission to send another aircraft carrier battle group to the Persian Gulf Indian Ocean area. If the carrier request is approved by Defense Secretary Robert Gates, the presence of the ships would be aimed at sending a signal to Iran in the aftermath of that country's recent naval exercises and other military maneuvers. In Libya, a Palestinian doctor and five Bulgarian nurses have been sentenced to death. In the late 1990s, the government accused them of deliberately infecting more than 400 children with AIDS. Global human rights groups and world leaders say the charges are ridiculous and are protesting Libya's treatment of the healthcare workers. In Beijing, six nation talks continue in an effort to convince North Korea to abandon its nuclear weaponry program. On Mount Hood, Oregon, hopes are dwindling in the search for two climbers missing for more than a week. The body of a third member of the climbing team was returned.